Hello, my name is Bill White, and this devotion is for the fifth day of Christmas, December 29th, 2023. Our lesson today is from 2 John, verses 5 through 9. John writes, "I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. And now I ask you, dear lady, not as though I were writing you a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch yourselves, so that you may not lose what we have worked for, but may win a full reward. Everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. By now, many of our friends and neighbors have taken down their Christmas decorations. What were beautifully decorated Christmas trees are already out on the street, ready to be picked up by the yard waste trucks. With the exception of some after-holiday sales, the holiday's displays are long gone from many stores. But as Christians, we continue to celebrate the Christmas season. For us, Christmas is a full 12 days of joy, leading us to the Epiphany of our Lord on January 6th. Hopefully, we are continuing to enjoy our Christmas gifts. After all, it was only 5 days ago. I've been thinking back on my childhood Christmases and the various gifts I received from my parents. I've been trying to remember which were my favorites. Like the question the teacher asked our class every year when we came back to school from Christmas break. What was the best thing that you got for Christmas? Well, what was the best thing I ever got for Christmas? In the earliest years, I recall a really cool Erector set. Other favorites included a traditional electric train, toy soldiers, and my own G.I. Joe Army uniform, an electric car set, and one year I got the famous Rock'em Sock'em robots. As I got older, there came strong competition from the miniature pool table one year and an in-home pinball machine the next. Whew! My parents really worked hard to provide my sisters and me great Christmas presents. But which present was really the very best? Looking back on it now, it's an easy question to answer, because all during that time, my parents were very intentional about rearing us in the Christian faith. They made sure we were baptized and confirmed. They made sure as a family we went to worship every Sunday, participated in Sunday school, vacation Bible school, junior and senior youth Luther League, you know, the youth group, all those kinds of things. If the doors of our congregation were open, we were there. And it was there, in the body of Christ, that Almighty God used my parents to make sure I received the greatest Christmas present of all, faith in Jesus Christ. It was there Jesus became real to me. It was there, as I abided in the Word made flesh and He abided in me, that the Holy Spirit gave and grew God's free gift of faith in Jesus Christ. And it was not a gift that lasted only 12 days or until I broke it or got tired of it. I've never outgrown it. This was and is a gift that is for all eternity, and it is offered to everyone. Do you want to know this baby born in Bethlehem as your wonderful counselor, your mighty God, your everlasting Father, your Prince of Peace, your Savior? Do you want Jesus to reveal himself to you? Then live and remain in his teaching and follow his commandments. In his gospel, John puts it this way: whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. God's word is true. When we are intentional about spending time abiding in God's word, that is, living in Christ by reading the Bible, listening to the Bible, praying, meditating, reflecting, journaling, and discussing with others what we believe God is saying, Jesus does reveal himself to us. We experience the literal truthfulness of today's scripture passage. Read it again, and notice in verse 6, John reminds the church, the dear lady, he reminds the church to love one another. And this kind of love happens when we walk according to God's commandments. Then in verse 9, John tells us, when we live and stay in the teachings of Jesus, we have both the Father and the Son. What a gift. The greatest gift. Isn't this exciting? For parents and for grandparents, in fact, for all of us, we have the opportunity to be God's instrument to give, to share, and to remind others of the best Christmas gift of all, faith in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made yourself known in your Son, Jesus the Messiah. We humbly ask you to remind us and inspire us every day to spend time abiding in your word and to share the greatest Christmas gift with others. In the name of our newborn Savior and for the sake of his gospel, amen.